Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin. Joining me is Mark Feldman, a leading Israeli travel agent. Mark, Israel's interior minister has announced that from now on, the country will overlook a law against travel by Israeli citizens to Saudi Arabia, part of a law against travel to enemy countries. There's no news that Riyadh will be handing out visas to Israelis. So what's going on here?
Look, I think it's a two-stage process. I think on one hand, it's an acknowledgement that there are talks and connections between Israeli government leaders and Saudi government leaders. I think it's giving them a stick to say, okay, we know that we allow a lot of Israeli Arabs to travel via Amman and Jordan to the Hajj, to the pilgrims. Now we want any Israeli that can get a visa, of course, from the Saudi government to be allowed to travel there, perhaps in tourism, perhaps in other issues. There's a lot of things going on, and it's almost a triumvirate between Washington, D.C., Jerusalem, and Riyadh. The U.S. is one of Saudi Arabia's biggest supporters, as well as our biggest supporter. So we're trying to see if we can get Saudi Arabia to acknowledge more publicly that Israelis are welcome.
Have Israelis gone to Saudi Arabia before?
Not with an Israeli passport.
Okay, that's the key here. People are asking the question. Derry, the interior minister, made an announcement, but there has to be at least some sign from the other side that things are going to be normal, but that's not the case. They're just willing to overlook a law that would make Israelis prosecutable for going to places like Saudi Arabia. First of all, just who goes to Saudi Arabia from Israel?
Well, today all the Israeli Arabs go there. In other words, they go for the Hajj.
Aside from the Hajj, there must be business. There must be business
people.
No, but
very, very few. You're not talking like Qatar, okay? You're talking about a society that is very, until recently, very, very closed, okay? You're telling a society that a woman, a single woman, cannot fly on a plane by herself on Saudi Arabia without a male escort. It's a very, very conservative society. I don't think that's changed. I think the fact that the Saudis are trying to get foreign investment and hotel chains like Marriott are now planning on opening properties there is sort of a way for them to mirror over their things. They're trying to modernize Saudi Arabia slowly. Derry's thing is sort of putting pressure on them to say, okay, are you going to really come out and say no Israelis are welcome and thus endanger your relationship with D.C.? We're walking on a tight wire. What the Israeli government has done, and make no mistake, as Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu is on his way to the U.S., knowing that the Saudis are backing the Trump deal of the century plan, and I reiterate, knowing that the Saudis are backing it and have been said unofficially that they are going to put money into the plan to allow the Palestinians to, quote-unquote, accept the plan, here's a way from Israel to say, okay, put your mouth where your money is. You've already said that you're going to put your money towards the peace plan. You've already said you're going to support the peace plan for Trump for a variety of reasons. Well, now we want you to say publicly, Israelis are welcome.
So it's basically a political move.
It's 1,000% a political move. It's an incredibly intelligent move because I cannot imagine, I will be surprised if in the next 24, 48 hours, Saudi Arabia even replies to it. There's nothing on their point of view to say, okay, now that it's legal for Israelis, we're going to open up the doors and give visas left, right, and center. I think if the Saudis are smart, they will have no reaction whatsoever.
You are listening to Mark Feldman, a leading Israeli travel agent. Mark, have you ever sent an Israeli customer to Saudi Arabia?
Not that I'm aware of.
Let's put our thinking caps on here. You're the professional. What kind of logistics are involved if somebody does, for any reason, want to go to Saudi Arabia, say a business person to close a business deal? What's needed?
Theoretically, we send Israelis to Amman on a separate ticket that is issued in Israel, and the Amman Riyadh or the Amman Jetty, okay, or the Amman wherever we send them, we issue a separate ticket without mentioning that it was issued in Israel. We've done this quite a lot in the past to many, many countries, and we'll leave it at that.
What about passports?
We strongly recommend that they do not have an Israeli passport. We strongly recommend that they leave their Israeli passport in Jordan. And again, we're not going to discuss any further details than that.
Mark Feldman, thank you for joining me at the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin.